1.6, finding statutes with a citation. Okay, as you can see, we've got two really important forms of law here, cases and statutes. Cases are court opinions, court-made law. Statutes are from the legislature. They're both incredibly important, and they're the most often researched forms of law. Now that we're switching to statutes, we've got another little problem, and that's that every state has its own little idiosyncrasies on how to cite their statutes. You're going to need some help from your instructor, but also you'll be able to figure a lot of that out for yourself once you start getting online and using the online legal research systems or going to the library and looking at your statutes. But let's start by looking at the structure of the United States Code, which is the publication that contains federal statutes. That means statutes, laws made by Congress in Washington, D.C. There really are only three components to this, the title, the publication, and the section number. 35 is the title, so it would be read 35, Title 35. USC is the abbreviation for the United States Code, although we're going to teach you to use the Blue Book abbreviation, U period, S period, C period. And then the section number. That squiggly line stands for section. You can actually create it yourself by writing one S and then another S on top of it, but slightly lower, and it'll look just like section number, or like the section symbol. So section 123, paragraph A, the A in parentheses stands for paragraph. So this would just read, Title 35, United States Code, section 123, paragraph A. For your state statutes, we've got a couple of examples here. NRS, for instance. Now, as I mentioned, every state does it a little differently. So let's look at the example for NRS, Nevada Revised Statutes. And even though there's a section number there, that 145 is not a section, it's a chapter. So it's chapter 145, section 110. I'm sorry, I apologize, I can't explain why they put the section in front of the chapter, but a lot of states do this. So you just have to live with it. Don't fight it, don't argue it. I agree, it doesn't make sense, it's just the way it goes. But the good news is you don't have to learn that for every state. I'm telling you this just as an example. If you're not in Nevada, though, that's not something you have to worry about. If you're in California or North Carolina or Florida, you'll learn how to cite statutes from those areas. So, make sure you ask your instructor what the proper abbreviation is for statutes within your jurisdiction, within your state, and start getting used to it. Also start getting used to the structure of the United States Code, because that's going to be important later on.